This is Losing Sight, Keep on Kicking by Die Die Die. That is Die 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 with Losing Sight, Keep on Kicking. We've got Andrew in the studio. Kia ora, how are you?
Kia ora, morena.
It's good to have you here.
Thank you very much. It's really nice to be here.
Congratulations on the brand new record, This Is Not an Island Anymore. It came out on Friday. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great, yeah.
It's been a wee while in the works since 2018, is that right?
That's since when we started working on the record. Yeah, it's been ages.
That's pretty cool. And I mean, a lot of water under the bridge. Globally speaking. But it is very cool to be able to celebrate this new album. It must be pretty exciting for you guys as a band as well, having been together for a really long time, various members sort of changing and returning, and then, life moving on at the same time. How does it feel to be, I guess, reflecting on just a long time as a band and the kind of amazing work you've done?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's pretty funny. I mean, even coming in here, I'm like, I used to come in here all the time when I was like 20, and I'm not 20 anymore. So everywhere's like a little bit of a nostalgia trip. But, the record, I think, is really like quite cool because, you're right, like Lachlan rejoined the band and he couldn't be here this morning. It does feel like a little bit of like us tying up a lot of loose ends considering where things kind of finished. And I'm super excited with other people hearing the music, and people seem to be really into it too, so
totally.
That's really nice.
Yeah, they've been awesome. I mean, the singles have been great, and the album is such a strong unit. I think that there's something kind of awesome about when you've worked on a project for quite a while with people you've known for a really long time. There's a different type of magic that kind of kicks in a wee bit when you're writing. How does the writing process work for you guys as a group?
We'll say for this record, we went up to Dargaville back in 2018. Because when Lockie we just jammed for like a week up in the house outside of Dargaville. And then we kind of, like, we've got a beautiful practice space in the city, which we don't use enough, and we just kind of put everything together there.
Awesome.
But you know, like sometimes one of us will have an idea, etc., but the majority we do it all together.
I'm kind of imagining one little really noisy house in Dargaville and like all the neighbours being quite far away. Was that
literally
the,
was yeah, the right? situation. Yeah, it was like a farmhouse which we rented for pretty much next to nothing off our pal, and we were just in a farm with some pigs and cows.
Awesome, they'll be having a great time.
But nice. I mean, we're talking about lives changing. Like, we could not do that now. Like, that was 2018. And sort of just shows how everything's kind of changed. And then, you know, pandemics and all that sort of stuff
all
as well.
All that stuff under there too. Yeah. It's a really evocative title. This is not an island anymore. Tell us a wee bit about that, because that's also the name of one of the songs we're going to listen to this morning. But what's that kind of idea about, Andrew?
Well, the album was going to be called The Last Song on the Album, which was, imagine spending so long making other people feel like shit. but we couldn't quite fit it on the artwork.
Yeah.
So, it means a lot of things. I mean, I think, I was talking to someone, was an interview, about kind of how you kind of need to become a little bit more outside of yourself to operate in a world. And, you know, if you're entirely self-interested, it can kind of come and bite you on the bum.
Yeah. It's a good little metaphor for kind of, I think everything, we read everything with a different layer at the moment. You're like, that checks out. This is not an island anymore. The world is very connected.
Exactly.
We're all kind of in each other's lives, and one little action does affect many other people around you. And that can be a really empowering thing as well. And that can also be kind of like a, oh my God, I exist beyond myself kind of moment too.
Yeah.
I think there's like, I mean, catharsis is a word people always use when they talk about die, because you kind of just like, you kind of can go in and let it all out at the gig or listening to it on your own, playing in the band. Does it still feel like that when you perform?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I've got slightly more healthy outlets for behaving now compared to when I started, but like, I mean, that music and being in die was such a cathartic experience for me, especially when I it still is. It's like, I mean, it doesn't really feel real sometimes, but it's still a very physical,
totally
amazing thing to do, I think.
How have you guys managed, because I mean, it's hard at the moment even to get together as a band and have a practice.
Yes, it is.
How have you managed to, I guess, sort of keep this album bubbling along across the last couple of years?
Difficult. Hard. No, yeah. It's, no, we've been pretty, like, set on, like, making sure that we finished this record. Like, when Lockie rejoined, we were going to go back to Chicago and finish and record with Steve, who did our first album. And that was planned, and then obviously the pandemic happened, and then we did the two singles, I Seek Misery and 450, to kind of see if the pandemic would subside, and it didn't.
No.
But I mean, it always kind of works out. Like, you know, Roundhead was really awesome for us to record this record, and we obviously got to sort of meet and Stephen Marr, and we knew Stephen before, but like, you know,
Stephen with his hat on
to do the studio.
Yeah.
So it all worked out really well. And I mean, you know, I think we just kind of had to just keep on, you know?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I mean, I think it's quite a good album for that as a general sense as well. That, I mean, Losing Sight, Keep On Kicking. There's a lot that you can kind of, I think, take from this as a listener as well. It's got that, kind of driving force throughout it that's not just from the sound but also from the lyrics, and this kind of like idea that's building throughout this record of just kind of pushing through something or getting through something, or maybe like finding ways through a sort of a time or a space or something. How do you feel about it, like looking at it on the other side of this like quite long project finished now? I mean, at some point you'll get to play it, which will be great, and we'll look forward to that.
So. Yep.
But where are you sort of feeling with this project now? Does it feel nice and finished for you?
Like I said, we've done 7 records, and this one, I feel, to me anyway, personally, feels like a real wrapped up piece of pie, you know? Compared to the other records where, like, say, you know, Harmony, you know, that's our 4th record. Lockie left halfway through, so we had to go finish it. You know, it was sort of like, oh, we could do maybe something else. And last one was all hodgepodge put together. And then the first album, you know, we were so young, we were like, we really want to do another one now, you know? So it's like, this one feels really like, I don't want to say final, but it feels like a bit of a full stop.
Totally, you know? Yeah. So what is next for Die Die Die? Is that a bit of a question mark?
No. We've got an EP, which is also from songs from this record. Cool. So hopefully we'll get to release those as well.
Sweet.
I don't know. I mean, I think, like I said, you know, our lives are pretty different now, and we all love playing music, so hopefully we'll just keep doing that, you know? But it just doesn't feel as like... you know, we've got something to prove, if that's what I mean. Or like finish.
That must be quite a nice feeling as a musician to kind of get to that space where you're not feeling like you're proving something, or like there's a competition or something like that going on. Yeah.
Exactly.
So it's kind of more like balls in your court now. You can do what you want.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, like, we've also got like no, I mean, that's probably through our own behavior, but like, you know, we self-release our records and other than sort of working with some labels overseas who do little things, but like it's pretty much totally in our own court, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's an awesome record.
Thank you.
Up in all the places where you'd go and get it.
Yeah, all the stuff.
All the stuff. Physical copies, is that coming?
Yeah, no, it's already here.
Awesome. Very exciting.
Bandcamp, got it. Yeah, I think we were the only band in the world in the pandemic who managed to get our vinyl early.
Oh my god! So, Adele.
Yeah, us and Adele. Yeah. So we had our records like months ago.
Oh, wicked!
Mikey was having his baby, and we like posted everything out early because we didn't really want to send it out like this week when he had a newborn. But yeah. You know.
Oh, congrats on the baby.
Thanks.
And all the babies in the band.
There's a few babies, yeah.
A few Die 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 babies. I reckon we should listen to the musical baby. This is not an island anymore. This is the title track from the new album. Thank you so much, Andrew, for coming
in. Thank you so much for having me.